So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf posed a shaila. And the Ran adds that this shaila refers to Av as well. Can a husband or a father nullify a neder without actually hearing it? As the Ran explains, Shayafer la'ala safek, he makes afara for any possible nedarim she may have. Do we say b'shama isha dafkahu? The pasuk states the husband heard the neder to imply that a neder cannot be nullified unless he actually hears it. Or lav dafkahu, the pasuk only states the husband heard the neder as a common case, but a neder can be nullified even when he did not actually hear it. The Gemara continues and asks, im tim t'loy mebal mefer b'loy shmiya, even if we assume that one can nullify a neder without hearing it, cheresh mahu sheyafel ishtay, the Ran explains that we are speaking of a cheresh hamedaber ve'ena shemea. Can a deaf person who can speak but cannot hear nullify his wife's neder? Do we say bal mefer b'loy shmiya because bar mishmahu, therefore kolaro l'shmiya ain't shmiya makeves b'loy, since he has the ability to hear the neder, he can make afar without hearing it. However, cheresh ain't a mefer because la bar mishmahu, therefore kol she ain't a ro l'shmiya shmiya makeves b'loy. Since he does not have the ability to hear the neder, he cannot make afar without hearing it. Or we say cheresh mefer, a deaf person can make afar because of a shama isha loy ma'akva. The pasuk that states he hears the neder is not mandatory. Rava resolved this question through a braisa. Tashema v'shama isha prad le'eshes cheresh shema mina. The pasuk specifies the husband hears the neder to exclude the wife of a cheresh and that her husband cannot make hafara. The Ran says that the previous question of bal mefer b'lo yishmiya is resolved as well because the Gemara bases the question of cheresh on the assumption the bal mefer b'lo yishmiya. The Gemara continues with an unrelated question. Ibayiluhu, bal ma'u sheyofa l'shtei nash bevasachas. Can a husband make one hafar from the darm made by two wives? Do we say ein mefer bevasachas because the pasuk of hafar sabal states v'im b'yayim shemayi isha yani aysa v'hafar es nidra asher olao aysa dafka. The word aysa singular teaches that hafar can only be made for one wife at a time. Or mefer, he can make one hafar for two wives because aysa lav dafka. The word aysa is not specific. The Gemara resolves this question from a braisa. Tashema, ein mashkin shtei saitis ka'achas v'mnei shaliba gas b'chaverta. The Tanakhama says that Bezin does not have two women drink mei saitis simultaneously because a guilty woman may be encouraged to falsely claim innocence when she hears the other woman's confident claims of innocence. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Leiman Hashem Huza, El Mishum Shenema Behishka Isa Levada. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is not the reason, but rather because the pasuk states Behishka Esa Isha Begaimer, as the Ran explains, the word Behishka is pronounced with a mapik hey, in which it is interpreted as Behishka Isa. They compel her to drink, which implies that Bezdin compels only one woman to drink. From this braisa, we see that Isa dafka, and as the Ran explains, both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Isa dafka, and the Tanakhama was only Dairish time of the Kra, gave the reason for the pasuk. Therefore, the Kuleyama in a mefer l'shtei nashim bebas achas, because Isa dafka. Zakt the Mishnah, Begeris hashasu yud bischeidish v'almon l'amadyayim. A Begeris, a girl of 12 and a half years old, or even a Naira, who accepted Kiddushin, and the 12-month period for her preparations ended, or a widow who accepted Kiddushin, and the 30-day period for her preparations ended, and they did not yet get married. And as the Ran explains, Rabbi Eliezer says that the Ariz can make hafara for her nedarim himself without the participation of the father because he's obligated to support her. The Chacham disagree and say that he cannot make hafar himself until after they perform chuppah. Rabbi explains, Rabbi Yezer u'mishna rishayna amr davar echad. Rabbi Yezer concurs with the Mishnah rishayna that says, Higiyah yud beis chaydish, eicheles mishaloi veicheles betruma. When the preparation period ended and they did not get married, she is entitled to receive mezainis, and if he is a kain, she is also eligible to eat truma. Because as the Ran explains, she partially enters the jurisdiction of the Aris when he becomes obligated to support her. Therefore, Eicheles Betruma and Mefer Nidera. However, Abaye differentiates between these two halachas, because there are other reasons that are factors in each case, as follows. We could say that regarding truma, the Mishnah Rishonim rules, Echeles Mishaloi Echeles Betruma. An Arusa may eat truma after 12 months because midday raisa, she is considered Bishuz Baila, Lachilis Truma. As the Gemara in Ksubas Nun Zayin says, Dva Taira Arusa Bas Yisrael Echeles Betruma. An Arusa is allowed to eat truma midday raisa because she is Kinyan Kasboi. However, Eino Echeles Midrabanan because of two Gezeris mentioned there. However, he gives mana echeles b'truma because those gezeres no longer apply, as the Ran explains. However, regarding the darim, the Mishnah Rishonim might agree with our Chacham that in habal mefer achetekonis l'rishusai because midday raisa lafaras nedarim ain b'rishus baila. Regarding the darim, she is not solely in the aris's jurisdiction, but jointly b'rishus ha'av or b'rishus ha'bal. Therefore, the aris cannot do hafar himself. Conversely, we could say that only regarding the darim does Rabbi Eliezer hold. Because kol hanoy deres al das baile hinoy deres, and as the Ran explains, kaven de ihu mefarnes la, zade in nederes el al daitoy. She makes a nederim based on his consent because he supports her. Therefore, the aris can do it for himself. However, regarding truma, Rabbi Eliezer might agree with the Mishnah Achrayna that eina ishay cheles betruma achet tekanes lechupa, because as the Ran explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds that those gezeres apply even after higiyas mana. According to this understanding, the Ran explains the opinion of the Chacham that ein habal mefer achet tekanes l'rishusai, because they hold that kol ha'nederes al das baile hinederes applies only after nisuin.